The UW System's smallest four-year college, UW Superior, is grappling with a $2.5 million structural deficit. The chancellor of the school announced yesterday that they're suspending or cutting 15 programs, including almost half of the graduate studies at the school, among other cost-cutting measures. WPR reporter Mike Simonson is based in Superior. He joins us now from our studio there. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, what kind of programs are they talking about cutting there?
Well, they're looking at visual arts programs, art education would be cut, and these are master's programs, mass media, and reading specialist, library science. In all, it's 12, and I got my figures wrong, it's 12 of 25 graduate programs. And that's the stuff that has to do with the academic side of things. On the other side of things, they're looking at outsourcing, privatizing, pretty much everything that isn't academic, like campus security, IT. They're already outsourcing the bookstore. That'll kick in July, and Westman Arena, which is their sports arena, that will be privatized by the end of this year. So it's, they're looking at custodial, grounds, crews, just about anything and everything.
We'll dig a little deeper into those changes. But first, you know, on some campuses, $2.5 million on a larger campus might not be a huge amount. What does that mean in the scope of a school the size of UW-Superior?
Well, UW-Superior is unique, although there are other campuses that are also showing fund balances that are shrinking rather alarmingly fast, and that's from the large school, UW-Milwaukee, and then the smaller Parkside, Stout, as well as Superior. Their fund balance is Superior's in the negative. The others are shrinking fast. But you're right, the full-time, about 2,500 students are on campus here, so that's a drop in the bucket to the larger campuses like Madison. So any kind of cut like that will have more impact on a small budget.
What is the administration of UW-Superior chalking up the shortfall to?
They call it the nexus of tuition freeze, legislative cuts over the past 4 years, but also there's some debt servicers, some nice new buildings up here, but they're paying off on the debt, and some of the promised donations for paying for it haven't come through, so they're carrying more debt service. And then a rather cryptic decisions that should have been made a few years ago weren't made, and now UW-Superior is paying for that. But, you know, this is something that a lot of universities, I think the entire system, is watching very closely to see how this handles, because the consequences of the legislative action and the tuition freeze may be first felt here at such a small campus.
But that legislative action and the tuition freeze were in part in response to what was perceived anyway as too high a reserve fund around the UW system. The university might want that reserve fund in case of something like this, so it's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah, the critics, mostly the Republican legislators, were saying that, hey, these are pots of money, and it did exceed $1 billion at one point. It no longer is that. So that was, what are you guys doing with all this cash hanging around? But really, the UW system says that this cash has always been designated. It wasn't just sitting around. And in some cases, like the smaller campuses I mentioned, they didn't have those pots of money, those reserves that really are making First UW-Superior look at some really drastic changes.
Well, and you mentioned the idea of outsourcing. Is this the first at a UW campus?
At a four-year campus, UW-Marathon has done some outsourcing. That's a two-year campus, and perhaps others have, but this is the first time a four-year campus is doing things like custodians, grounds crew, and they haven't made any final decisions up here yet on that, but they did send all the 26 grounds and custodians at-risk letters saying that they could be laid off in 2 weeks, and I tell you what, you talk to a custodian around here right now, and everybody is very, very down in the mouth.
And you sent us a clip with some of the, I think, union response to the outsourcing. Let's give a listen.
You call, they come. Whether it's a flood, whether it's a broken basketball hoop, they know that stuff. And that's what we need, people who know and people who care about the community, and they are the community.
So talking about the institutional memory of the people who are being laid off here.
Right. A lot of these men and women have been on this job and know all for 10, 20, 30 years. They know all the nooks and crannies, but they also have relationships with faculty and with students. As one custodian said, look, if a student needs directions to get someplace, I won't give them the directions. I will take them to that place until they feel comfortable on the campus.
On the union side of this, do they have any room to negotiate here?
No, not with Act 10, which really took a lot of the negotiating power, almost all the negotiating power from the public unions. What they're trying to do is advise the, you know, the workers what their options are. But really, except for them forming companies to bid for privatization jobs on the UW Superior campus, there isn't a whole lot they can do except perhaps exert public pressure.
You mentioned that other UW system schools will be watching in part because of the impact of the tuition freeze. Are they going to be watching and taking notes on how outsourcing goes over and how much money is saved?
I think so. There are faculty members here who are not at risk, but they're putting up signs, you know, save our custodians, save our ground crews. It's something that is endemic in as part of the university community, and so they're rallying around it. And I heard on a Joy's show somebody call up a few days ago and say, look what's happening at UW Superior, watch that.
And one change that was floated and then taken back, the theater program evidently was going to be suspended. That's being reconsidered. What happened there?
Well, I'm not sure, but Chancellor Wachter said told the communicating arts faculty on Monday that theater is suspended, theater's canceled. And 2 days later, she changed her mind, backpedaled on it, and I asked her about that yesterday, and she says, well, let's just say some alumni stepped forward. So I think the heat was on for that decision because theater is such an outreach thing. It is such a part of the community. Even though the enrollment is small for theater, a lot of people get enjoyment out of it and look forward to that. And it really wouldn't have saved much money. So, that's all part of the political pressure thing, though. Do custodians have that kind of political pressure that perhaps alum have or, you know, a theater program has?
So long term, is there concern about what the impact's going to be here on UW-Superior's image, ability to attract students from around the state and beyond?
Well, some people are going to say, hey, you know, you got to cut, you got to cut, you got to economize, you got to look at things, you got to change with the times. And other people are going to say, maybe we need to talk to our legislators and change priorities. The legislature made the technical colleges a larger priority and increased funding so they can work with programs to link with private sector jobs. And perhaps that's going to be part of the UW system change, too, is to become more and more relevant. But in the meantime, what happens up here could have a ripple effect on the whole system.
And Mike, can you leave us a sense of how important the UW-Superior campus is as part of the Superior community as a whole?
It is everything. I mean, shipping, of course, the port is very important, but culturally speaking, educationally speaking, and a lot of people work here too. It's just a place where the hometown kid can go to school and learn. It's a point of pride. And they even have a pretty good hockey team.
All right, Mike. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet, Rob.
I've been speaking with Superior-based WPR reporter Mike Simonson. He's updating us on a program cuts at UW-Superior announced yesterday.